Do I think I am?
I call this meeting to order. Ms. Williams, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy.
Present.
Mayor Ronald Ertley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan, excused. Justin Johnson, City Manager. Nina Williams, Deputy City Clerk. Ann Carl, City Attorney, excused.
Thank you very much. Item number one, discussion of the issues involved with implementing a video system in chambers that will allow for close-up shots of the mayor, council member, city manager, city attorney, and the podium. And I put this on the agenda because a lot of people in the community have come up to me and wanted the visibility that the former camera system had that was, I can't remember exactly when it was changed, about 2010 or 11, somewhere in there maybe. And so I think it's important. I think it's the public's right to know. I think they have a right to see emotion. They have the right to see people up close. And so we have with us tonight, and maybe he could come up to answer a few questions. And I do have a lot of talking points that I will get into. Mr. Sean Trackman, would you want to come up? Or any comments from the council before we start? Okay.
I have just one comment.
Yes, Council Member Hanson.
Will there be filters that we can have to soften the faces? Just to start off with the
if the council so approves, then yes.
Mr. Trackman, maybe we could just go back in time and talk about the old system, what mm-hmm. it was. So the council members that are here, maybe some of them are familiar. I know Council Member Klein is for sure, and myself, of what kind of visibility that it gave.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the historic system that we had in place, which I do have some video of, if anybody is inclined, was a single camera system on a tripod run by one Bill Glade. I am not aware of anyone preceding him. I don't know if there was, he was here when I got here.
Let me just ask Council Member Klein, because she was here when that was initially set up, I believe, right? Yeah. Bill Glavitt was the only one.
He was the initial cameraman and the cameraman through the entire process.
Yeah.
Right. So what that allowed for, of course, with a person manning the camera, mm-hmm. it allowed the camera to pan from person to person. It allowed the camera to zoom in for close-ups, and it allowed you to actually see each individual, much as you see on the screen there. I can hit play if anybody's interested, but a couple of things happened sort of at the same time. Bill was ready to retire. And the desire to have a system that allowed for all of the public meetings to be broadcast and recorded, that came to the forefront. That desire came to the forefront. So so what we did was we switched over to the system that we have now that is simple enough basically that anybody with a little bit of training can hit buttons numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4, and the meeting is being broadcast over.
Let me ask you right now. We have a screen with a picture on it. Can the public actually see that screen right now?
With the flip of a switch, yes.
Yeah. And the picture on the screen, that was maybe a normal shot of the council, but it can zoom in on each individual council member. Is that old camera system?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to, I can hit play on this.
If you play the video, maybe there's some way we could not hear it. I notice. I think myself is in that picture, and maybe it was a controversial issue or something.
I can,
that we proposed and failed, and I voted in favor of it.
Yes, I have muted the old video. and the amount if you would flip that switch. So if anyone from the public missed that preamble, and by the way, our audio is still being broadcast.
So as you can see, it can zoom in. And I think when an individual council member or a person at the podium or the city manager or city attorney is speaking, I think the public, it's a courtesy to the public so they can see that close-up of who's speaking. You can see emotion or relaxation or concern, those types of various emotions. I think that's a part of the communication process. And what I'm witnessing, and I've watched a few of those recent council sessions a month or so ago, and we're like little stick figures. And sometimes they were so far in the distance, I was confused. I thought I was council member done for a while, actually. They're so far in the distance. And so I really appreciate you setting this up, Sean. This is what we can have.
Have we had our fill? Got the idea?
Yeah.
Council member Hanson.
Is that about as close as that you would get? I mean, you're not going to be right up in the person's face.
That would be at the discretion of whomever we had behind the camera. The camera certainly is capable of a closer shot, but the camera person could be directed to, you know, how we wanted to appear. But that would be a training issue.
I will say this, that the cameraman we had, Bill Glave, never used that camera to embarrass anybody. So he wouldn't, just see a couple of eyes and a nose or something.
No, not at all.
He never did that. I don't think any a good cameraman would ever think about doing that, as a matter of fact.
Mayor, I think we're going to switch back.
Council Member Klein.
Live.
Just for Council Member Hanson, yes, there were times that he would get up close, but again, not it was just so everybody could, you know, see and understand or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as much as we disliked it, the public loved it, yeah, because they knew who was talking and where they, yeah, you know, and if somebody was, you know, one of us was struggling with an issue, they, you know, as Mayor said, they could see that struggle or they could see that we were, you know, fully behind whatever.
Kit, may I ask, is there anyone on the council who has not seen a current broadcast?
I've never seen myself.
Not much to see.
I don't know, sir, whether you are actually on this list, but I do have, for comparison's sake, it does take a couple of minutes to queue up. So if you want, I can queue up what your current shot looks like.
You want to switch that, we can see what the current looks like, but we have a couple of people in the public. I don't like dead air. I used to work in radio, so dead air is, like, really bad in my head anyway. Jerry Dowd, would you like to come up?
I was on two charter committees related to this, to make sure I got it done for the record. And anyway, a comparison between what has been done the last couple of years after Bill Glave left and what he did prior to that, it's like night and day. Like the mayor said, sometimes you can't make out who's talking. Little teeny ants.
Yeah, I was thinking ants today too.
It's a plus.
Why don't you go up the podium so we can hear? That might help. It sounds like I'm talking to myself. I'm not that crazy yet.
Hi, for those that the new council members don't know me, I'm Jerry Dowd. I live up the notorious Zacatecas Canyon. And Bill Glave, by the way, I just want a real quick aside. He's in a skilled nursing center in Douglas right now. He did this probably almost 15 years, but he did between three and four years free. I want to say free, no pay.
Yeah.
Conscientious every meeting, because he was interested in openness for government, transparency, and maybe more people get involved in a process by viewing it and getting to see their actual council people and city manager, the city attorney in action. And I found it very useful, very helpful. But something I was going to just bring up, and I'll get off here, is about streaming also. I don't know what's been discussed. I know Ryan was, Bruce from KBRP was involved in it a while back. It would touch a lot more people too. I'm not saying one or the other. I'm just trying to get as many people that can view, you know, council meetings and become involved more with the city on those issues.
Jerry, thank you very much. My take, and I'm not a visual expert, I'm not necessarily a media expert, but my take on it is when you have a stationary camera and you're seeing little stick figures up there at the podium, over at the city manager, city attorney spot, in the council, that stationary, non-moving video will make people bored, and they'll switch it off. They'll change the channel. When that moving around, that visual effect of moving around, for some reason, in my opinion, and I'm not an expert on this, in the mental part of the brain, it creates more interest for some reason. I don't know why that is. Do you have any thoughts on that, Mr. Trackman?
Well, I would not consider myself an expert on that aspect of this either. That's certainly not a technical question. It is my job to implement what you guys feel is appropriate. Personally, yes, I would generally agree with you that dynamic video is more interesting than static. The point that Jerry brought up is, I think, truly the crux of if there is a problem, this is it. And that is, how long did Bill do this and show up every single time?
I don't think he ever missed a session, actually.
I'm not aware of him ever missing one either. I think the human element, the technical aspects, however we want to do this, the technical aspects are all easily overcome. It's the human aspect that is tricky, and I'm afraid that's not one I can help with.
Mr. Dowd, do you have another comment? Yeah, go ahead.
I've noticed just recently on television commercials, I don't care if you're on CNN or wherever, they're always walking, always motion, movement, and I've made some comments about that the other day. I said, this is an obvious technique that you're using to bring viewer interest to movement, and I think you would have on something like that.
So let us move on. Any questions from the council? Any thoughts or ideas? Well, let us move on just a little bit. The cost factor of this, and I know that Ryan Bruce is in the audience tonight, and he might have a few comments to make or some other things that we can possibly do. There's no timeline on this. I mean, I would like to have it set up like in a month or so, but there's no deadline. There's no timeline. We don't have to have it set up by June 1st. I think it would be nice to have it set up by that time. But we'll see how it plays out. The cost factor, I talked to Sean a little bit. I don't think there's much of a cost factor. We can use the old equipment. We still have most of that. I don't think we have the television,
right?
And that's kind of for us in here. What we also did, we would air it again the next day or the next morning, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so there was two airings, but it seemed, once again, as I mentioned, Ryan Bruce is in the audience. Possibly that could be being aired anytime, just punch in a website on the Internet, perhaps.
Yeah.
So there's all these various options, but the cost factor, definitely under 1,000, would you say, Mr. Trackman?
I would say that depending on what solution we opted, if we went with the old system, got a television in here, yeah, I would say somewhere what I wrote down was $750 to $1,000.
Yeah, and we don't really need a new television.
Well,
do we?
No, we need a sizable one.
Okay.
It would not have to be new, but it would need to be big enough to be seen from across the room, something like what we have mounted here. I don't think would suffice. I was expecting somewhere more than two, less than $400 for a new television.
Mm-hmm. Come on, a mayor council budget.
And there is some equipment that we would need to buy. I think it's important to mention that the idea would be not to replace the system that we have, but to supplement it, so that we could continue to broadcast the meetings that we were not necessarily going to be hiring someone to be camera person.
Yeah.
So in order to integrate both systems, then there would be some additional switching necessary up here,
mm-hmm.
so that when the camera person was here, they would plug in and we would flip the switch. And
yeah.
When they weren't, we'd go back the other way, and the person here would hit those four buttons that we have now.
Okay. I just want to take a quick note on something. Former Mayor Tom Wheeler was the person mostly responsible, if not entirely responsible, and that particular council, which I think Councilmember Klein was a part of that set this stuff up, and his view was it's the right of the public to know. Mm-hmm. And if you can have a visual image that was before, you can see it on the screen right now. We have the stick figures. That's why I did a double take real quick, trying to figure out which one, who's who up there. And so I think that was a legacy of Mayor Wheeler, was setting up this video equipment of the public's right to know. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a tremendous, magnificent move that he did on that, and got it done fairly fast, as I recall.
I think part of what changed the, or maybe advanced the focus, was the introduction of the ability to broadcast it. And that then there was the desire then to broadcast everything. And that the trade-off between, my understanding was it was perceived as impractical to try to find staffing to film every meeting.
Yeah.
So that was.
Now I got a call from a former city official a few nights ago, and they were recommending, and I've always been supportive, it was never really implemented, that this government channel can be used for a lot of different things. It doesn't just have to be council sessions. It can be lots of things. And I know Bill actually went out and did a lot of things out there. And so it can be utilized for other things, and I think that's important too. I see that Ryan Bruce is in the audience. Ryan, did you want to comment on something? Here's my take of how we should proceed. I like to proceed little by little by little and not make it too complicated. So what I would like to do, or have the council like to do, if they're in approval of this, we would set up the old system, and then we would move and go beyond that, step by step by step. That's what I would like to do.
I think
your thoughts on that, Mr. Trackman?
Yes. I think that the one-month time frame would be ambitious in terms of getting the gear that would allow us to integrate the old system with the existing system. That might be a tough timetable to get it all ordered, installed, wired, all of that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't want to put any pressure on you on a timeline, so it's whatever it takes. It's been like this for what, 4 or 5 years? I can't right. quite remember.
But we're, I mean,
I wasn't but here.
I'm certainly not thinking. I'm not thinking it would take us 6 months or anything like that.
Exactly.
I think it would be a reasonable time frame. I'm just thinking 4 weeks would be a little tricky.
And I don't know about other members of the council, but I've had just numerous people come up to me and say, I want that old system back. You know, it was, you could see who was talking, and it was more real, and, all the adjectives that I could throw in there. It was just a lot better. And it created more interest, I believe, in what goes on in city government. I think that's it's imperative.
Sure.
It's important, very, very important. Any other, I've been talking a lot. Councilmember Hansen.
Well, I just had a question. You were talking about the old system and integrating it with the current system that we have. What kind of equipment is needed, and what is the cost of that? Is that what this is here? On this?
I don't know what you have.
If I may interject, that's from Ryan Bruce and KBRP Radio.
This is a new system, a totally new system.
What I'm looking at right now is implementing the old system, but I believe we have most of that equipment except for the TV. That's what I believe we're at right now. But the old system would still be there for boards, committees, and commissions, and it would be backup for mayor and council sessions, work sessions, special sessions, et cetera. So it'd provide a backup. It would not disappear. Am I correct, Tom? We would keep the old stationary system as a backup.
Right.
There were a couple of times where we came close. There were some malfunctions. But fortunately, one time came about 4 minutes before the council session. I think you corrected it. I remember that. Got it going.
I think it, in terms of terminology, the current system using the essentially using the old camera, and we would need to supplement that with, as I say, a $200 to $400 television. I hadn't seen this from KBRP.
Mm-hmm.
One of the I see a list of prices of current popular cameras, and certainly that would be something we could explore, but it's not necessary. We do have a camera that we could set up fairly promptly. Just as a technical matter, we are not actually capable of broadcasting in widescreen, so chances are any new camera you get is going to be a widescreen camera. Usually they can do both, a widescreen or a standard screen, but that added functionality does us no particular good in terms of what we're capable of presenting or broadcasting.
So the equipment that is needed is the TV. Some
wires and a little bit of electronics that would allow us would allow somebody very easily at this position to select whether that meeting was going to be broadcast by the current stationary camera or if the meeting was going to be broadcast by the camera by a live camera person. And in my mind, I would install a port in the back of the room where if there were a camera person, they would simply plug into the back of that. You would flip the switch up here. Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of electronic switching equipment that would activate, and that's part of that $1,000 that I was talking about.
That was going to be my next question.
The switching equipment, the television, and the wires and the time to do that is all in that $1,000.
And I can see where people would be very confused as far as watching the video that we have now as to who's talking.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was the entire room that was being shown at one time.
Right. But yes, it is, and I just hit play. That is actually running. So people are moving and talking and whatnot, and it's very difficult to tell. No, you really can't tell which person is talking unless they're particularly animated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The fact that the city attorney and city manager table is not in the shot is not a technical limitation. It was an executive decision by the previous city city manager. So that was that could be in the shot, but it is essentially just a geometry issue. If you're going to try to put that wide a shot onto a single camera, each face is only going to get so much real estate.
Well, the city manager, Mr. Johnson, is in attendance tonight, and we're going to have a new camera system, which is the old system, actually, I think. Sean, I really, I'm sure the council has more questions, but I want to thank you very much for your technical intelligence and knowledge and awareness. I very much appreciate that, and you can put it in simplistic terms that I can understand. And so I would like to proceed very slowly. Just implement the old system to begin with, and we will build it from there. But it's a tremendous opportunity to do a lot of public events, not only here, but, it can be videoed out in the park or wherever it might be, and then brought here and put on the screen. And I think that is the first step that we need to take. And I don't know whether we need to go to a vote on this. We probably should see if the council wants to approve that.
Councilmember
Hansen.
I apologize for taking the time, but I'm not quite understanding the cost of it. I understand that we're using the old system, it'll be about $1,000. And it has the capability of either being used by flipping a switch or you having a cameraman. Now, when you're using not using a cameraman, is this what we're getting?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we would want someone operating the camera.
Yeah.
So what is the cost of that going to be?
That is the, if you'll pardon me, the $64,000 question. as I said, I can solve the technical issues.
Right.
The thing that I cannot solve, and I have thought about this, and I've thought about this with others, is that person that's going to show up for the next 10 years or group of people every single meeting. The mayor knows better than I what the person was getting, being paid, what the budget was for that. So he can fill in those kinds of questions.
But when I came into office in 2005, Bill Glave was getting $50 for a regular session and $25 for a special or work session, and myself and the council agreed that that was, I thought it was ridiculously low for the responsibility that he had, and we moved it up, and not a lot. When I left, he was making $65 for a regular session and $35 for a work or special session. So those are the numbers on that.
Well, I think nowadays it's going to be a lot more than that, and I just want to make sure, because I know we're going into the budget process, mm-hmm. and that needs to be part of the budget that we're talking about if we decide to go forward with this. Because if we're going to get the old system here and not have a cameraman, we're mm-hmm. no better off than we were before.
Well, precisely.
So we have to take that into consideration.
Jerry Dowd, you want to comment?
I remember some time ago talking with Bill about the budget on this and how getting someone dependable for a part-time job is could be tricky. We kicked around the idea, and I'm just throwing it out here. I don't know good, bad, or different. The junior, the community colleges and our high school, but I think more junior, the community colleges. I don't know, getting some student, someone who is interested in civics and videotaping and civics, and somehow getting that and getting someone who was a little, the money would maybe not quite as much, and they wouldn't be needing make a living behind it. Obviously, no one's going to, for the most part.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This the payment before of the cameraman always came out of the mayor council budget, I believe. Is that correct, Councilmember Klein? Yeah. I think it's a reasonable amount in this day and age. You probably could find somebody for that price. They gain some experience. That's what they're into. They don't have a whole. Sometimes they don't have a whole lot of opportunities, especially to be a cameraman in a live situation, especially a council session. Councilmember Connors.
Thank you, Mayor. What is the mayor council budget?
Well, we had about $60,000, I believe, is the mayor council budget.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My interest. I'm a systems oriented person, and my interest is in seeing a functioning and reliable system, so I would urge you to consider that aspect of it. Now, we do, of course, should that aspect of the system become unreliable, we have our fallback position. You flip the switch and we get our broadcasts, we meet our legal obligations. We don't necessarily, get the most scintillating television, but at least we're covered. So that's one of the reasons why I brought up earlier that I think it's important that we supplement, keep both systems capable of running, mm-hmm. Without any great technical, with nothing more than the flip of a switch, basically. That's.
Any other questions from the council?
The mayor?
Councilmember Dunn.
This is the first time that I've seen myself on camera. I mean, I've gotten feedback, and certainly it continues to impress me in terms of the number of people who do watch city council meetings and wish to participate in it. Certainly the feedback I've gotten, that the sound quality is very good in the current system. And certainly we do listen to KBRP with no visual as well in terms of a very good sound system. The question is, as the Councilman Hansen has indicated, we are moving into a tight budget, and certainly just using your $65 a session, we're talking about more or less $2,000 in terms of personnel cost, operator costs, in addition to $1,000 for equipment, I guess is what. Am I on the ballpark figure in terms of what the additional cost would be?
I don't know where you come up with what's a $2,000.
If we're looking at $65 or $75 for 20 or 30, 24 sessions at least, a year.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Or 30 sessions or something. I just, you know, 30 sessions that we're looking at something like $2,000 for an operator if we hired such a person.
Let me say this. I think that price is negligible for the public's access and the public's right to know and the public's right to see their council and the public and their staff here at city government. I think that price is extremely negligible in reference to the public's availability to see what is going on. I think it's minuscule, and that's my opinion. Councilmember Connors.
Thank you, Mayor. A moment ago, you were talking about how you enjoyed or you were looking forward to possibly just moving this thing slowly getting back into the way that we used to do things digitally or audio and visually. Now it sounds like you want to do this kind of quickly. So I don't think that this would, I think that in good faith, to use your measurement or timing or cadence, is I don't think we could move any slower than just simply taking it out of this session, putting it on the agenda for the second meeting in May, and air it at a meeting where people actually are anticipating something going on at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday evening, and then we can talk about and actually invite more people into the discussion about whether we can spend a negligible, discretionary or non-discretionary funds. Let them decide at a regular night. When they're supposed to be watching, you know, when we think that they're supposed to be watching a meeting that we don't know whether they're watching or not.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I don't think there's anybody sitting up here that would love to have tight ECUs or whatever you're looking for. But it should happen at a city council meeting, you know, where, you know, we can put some teeth into it, and more people, I promise you, more people will be tuned in. So that's what, I think that we've talked to this, and I don't think there's anybody here that disagrees with you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go slowly into this,
the
second meeting in May, and actually do something.
I was going to ask your opinions on that. I'm in total agreement. We'll put it on the agenda for the May 19th meeting, I believe it is, and we'll see what happens. I think the community will appreciate that and appreciate your comments, Councilmember Connors. So, Mr. Jerry Dowd, once again.
Just a question. At that particular meeting, because it's not going to be an ordinance, would it be aired again another meeting or a decision made that night? Because the reason why I mention this is because a lot of times the public doesn't catch up. They may be watching the meeting that night and you're not going to get feedback. On ordinances, you got to go, you know, 2 more weeks. Or whatever, you know.
Well, let me say this. I think Councilmember Klein may have some comments too. We already have an ordinance. That's why we have that stationary camera in the background.
Yeah.
The ordinance says they have to be video. They have to be going out by video.
Right.
And so we already have that ordinance. It's just the technique of the video that goes out. And I actually happen to believe that Mayor Wheeler's intent was that old camera system. I think that was what he meant. I don't mean to speak for him, but we already have the ordinance. We don't need to do an ordinance. We just need to take a vote on the process of what kind of camera system we're going to use.
Pardon me, that was
Am I correct on that, Councilmember Klein?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, pardon me. It wasn't the direction. I misstated that. I'm just trying to find out if when you have this meeting, and second meeting in May, what that's usually the first meeting of things when it's on TV is usually when people start being aware of things a little bit, talking about it, and then 2 weeks later, or whenever the next meeting is that agendized item is on, is when people would have the period of time to give input.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just asking again, after tonight, if it happens at the second meeting in May, would there wouldn't be any. If you want feedback from the public, they got to be forewarned a little bit somehow. So I'm just saying, I don't know who's paid attention to tonight.
I don't really know.
Mayor?
Councilmember Connors.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah.
I think at a city council meeting on a Tuesday night, the chances of our finance director being there and being able to answer a question, if we said, is there $2,000 in that budget to spend, I think we could direct a question towards the finance director and she could probably parse out whether there's money there or not. You know, and I think that, yeah, we could, you know, we frequently put discussion and possible, you know, action on something that we can move
on, we do that for all the time. So it's not something that has to go for 2 weeks and stuff, but you need to be tuned in on the 19th of May to hear it, though.
Like I get emails from the council. I know the meetings are as high as tonight, but a lot of people don't. And I was saying, one of the benefits of having, that's why I fought on with previous managers and, mayors regarding this issue of having, making sure ordinances have 2 hearings, because you have to have time to catch up and get input. But on this, it's not an ordinance. And I'm not making reference to that. I'm only saying that. I just want people to be tuned in. So if you're looking for people at a council meeting, at the second council meeting in May, to be here to give you input, they got to have some forewarning, a little bit more than normal, I think, somehow.
Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Hanson, excuse me.
I understand exactly what you're saying. And one of the things that we could do is to mention it in events or whatever, that this is going to be on the council agenda for the 19th, so when they're watching the next meeting on the 6th, they'll know that that's coming up on the 19th.
So that was my intent, and I was going to broach that, but Councilmember Connors did, and we will put that on the agenda for May 19th, and I see the city manager is writing a date down in his notebook. Appreciate that, because I won't forget, but he for sure will not forget. Are there any other questions or comments from the council? I would like to think that most of us are in agreement, but, we don't know for sure. And there's some other questions. I think, once again, the cost price on that is minuscule for the public's right to know, their access to government, and be able to see the people's faces and know who's talking for sure. They can visually see them, whether that's called to the public, whether that's a staff or mayor and council. I think it's vitally important, and I was going to do this earlier, but it was backlogged with other things that I've been doing, and I knew I didn't jump on it right now. We need to get this done. I think it's vitally important that we do this. Any other comments or questions from the council? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.
Previously, we had when there was a knock on button, we ended up.